Radio St. Pete, this is Alexis Baum, otherwise known as AB of AB Sees You, the show that sees people for who you are, wherever you are, and shines a little audio spotlight on their story. And today, AB sees who?
My name is Al.
Al? And Al was just being whispered to in the background by a previously interviewed AB Sees You who just knew what was going to happen. She's like, you're going to be interviewed. And he like had the look of total fear and horror in his face. But I could not help myself but find out what is going on with these bags of garlic that I'm looking at.
Garlic is how I seduce women on Hinge.
Is that right? I mean, that could
like,
work.
That's like, true. It's the first thing in my profile. That's my most precious possession.
So tell me about you and your relationship to garlic.
That garlic I've been growing for like 8 years now.
8 years?
Well, the seed.
Okay.
I mean, you obviously save the seed.
I don't know. No, obvious. I don't know. I don't know anything.
Nobody knows how to grow garlic?
No, I know nothing about the growth of garlic.
So
I just buy it at the store.
I grew that garlic. Someone gave me the seed.
Okay.
Which was lovely.
So what is the seed?
The seed is a clove.
Oh, just
garlic
a garlic clove.
Garlic is very generous. Garlic is a model for generosity because you put a clove in the ground and you get a whole bulb. So it multiplies by like 10.
Oh my goodness, okay.
Just from being in the ground. So it's beautiful. And I think it's one of the best things that you can... It's one of the things where homegrown stuff is much, much better than store-bought. That is very, very good.
And better how, would you say?
It's like juicy.
Okay.
It's got more moisture in it, I think. How would you characterize it, Mary?
It has like a beautiful, sharp flavor. And it just feels like it's like grown with love, so that makes it taste better.
Oh, good. We were about to get too savanty in garlic, but you just made it. You brought it back down to earth. Thank you.
And it's Tasmanian.
Tasmanian garlic. That's right. We are in Hobart, Tasmania. I've just landed in this garlic, like, field of love, I guess. I don't know.
There are three varieties.
Oh, okay. That you grow?
Yes.
All right. Tell me more.
The supply will keep for a year. At least.
No way, because I was looking at this entire bag of garlic and thinking, how does that last?
Theoretically, your supply, but I'm supplying at least two households now with garlic.
Yeah.
So it doesn't actually like go bad because the garlic I have, right, like grows like.
No, if you store it well.
Okay.
So the Spanish Roja, which is that one.
Yeah.
That'll last a year. That's the Locallan. That won't last as long. It's a soft neck variety.
Okay.
And then you keep the best ones, the biggest ones. And you plant those.
To get more.
So I'm going to plant those next week at Alex's place.
Okay.
Which is your sister.
So tell me, what does it mean to store it well? What does one have to do to store garlic to last a year?
Just hang it with a lot of air around it, basically.
That's the key, because I've never done that. I did not even know that.
Yeah, room temperature. Definitely never put it in the fridge.
Yeah, and we might have a little problem in Florida, because it's extra
Florida.
Humid.
Oh, that's
so then what? I don't know. I put it in the fridge. I put everything in the fridge in Florida.
It'll sprout in the fridge.
Yeah, that's, I guess, what happens.
You plant it now.
Oh, okay.
And it gets a cold period, and it will sprout.
Okay.
And that makes it sprout. And then you harvest, like, you don't need to do much to it.
Okay.
And it'll, like, you harvest it for Christmas, New Year.
All right. Any other, like, final tips for those that are now thinking, I'm going to try to grow some garlic?
I'm going to be patriotic and say buy Australian garlic.
Okay.
And buy Tasmanian garlic.
Even though you may live in Florida and be listening to this, you heard it here on Radio St. Pete.